Blog Talk Radio.
All blessings, peace and love, joy and prosperity.
community and co-unity. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Okor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African Udu world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, my reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Tuesday, July 5th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Baji Tai Emeka, here in this legendary, historic, and beautiful, enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. Do join me here live each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time from this beautiful, historic, enchanted, and most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Humbly, respectfully, I will attend to your question, comment, or request as time and spirit do allow. Please do acknowledge and remember to visit my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, evangelists, psychics, Iwa, Ifas, Ivanifas, Babalawos, Santeros, Paleos, all the various practitioners, numerologists, astrologers who can be located within the various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, divine revelations and guiding voices of divination with hundreds of professional expert practitioners, spiritualists, professional readers awaiting your request. And do continue to visit and support my King's Chamber and my Queen's Chamber, respectfully, within the walls of the website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find some of my elders and godmothers and godfathers and mentors and friends and community, to include the Divine Voluntaire, truly powerful spiritual readings and consultations, Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy, personal friend, and Orisha Priestess here in New Orleans, Louisiana. See what one Orisha can do of the New York City, New Jersey area, Santeria Priestess in love, money, life, situation. And of course, my friend of almost 30 years, Goddess Mother of Orisha, the solution. You can also find Master Astrologer, up and coming powerful practitioner, Aminti Anuket Astrology, Master Astrology, via her Temple Radio broadcast in the Queen Chamber of my website. Goddess Mother of Orisha, Super Queen, also has a Blog Talk Radio show. I just haven't had an opportunity to go in and input her Blog Talk Radio player, but it will be coming in coming days. Also, continue to visit and support Queen Goddess UK's Universal Opulence, Keeping Excellence Sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways via her Goddess Palace broadcast, her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find a very powerful truth terrorist, the Queen Ifama, serving nothing but the butt-naked truth. She also offers original and handcrafted African jewelry and products. So please do take the time and visit her website while listening to her in archive in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Gogo Nana Alana Omare, Sister Priestess and an authentic Sangoma of many nations, Oshun Priestess, transforming lives one drumbeat at a time. Goddess Love Light can be found via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of a revolutionary 12-step program. Racism Non-Anonymous, uniquely designed with the African in mind, hosted by the healer, master healer, Sister Abana Africa, Mother Africa in the Recovery Room, via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you also find one of our temple priestess and sponsors, Angelic Soap, offering handcrafted real soap from the finest vegetable oils and other high-quality ingredients to ensure a gentle, cleansing, rich, low-moisturizing lather, utilizing fair trade-based oils and butters, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butters, specializing in soaps for special cleansing and ritual baths. Please do let us know what you desire, and Teresa of Angelic Soap will be more than happy to assist you with your custom order and request. We have activated a special coupon code of HDP15, House of the Divine Prince 15, for an automatic 15% deduction off of your price. The code is only good for the followers of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Mecca, Thai Potions, and Voodoo Central, and of course our beloved Square Circle of Gods and Goddesses who gather to listen to us here on Blog Talk Radio each and every day at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time. And this code is of an indefinite term, and you will need to enter it at checkout with Teresa at Angelic Soap. We also continue to support the very beautiful Queen Felice Akushua, experienced Nubian jewels and African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar, with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornment to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle, one centralized location, and you can find her link via the Queen's Chamber of my website. And in the King's Chamber of my website, do please continue to show your support for Han for Cobbler Men. Han for Cobbler Men is a website which was designed as an initiative of our members in order to gather as much information about the global Pan-African voodoo world presence, religion, culture. This via written, audio, visual, CD, MP3 images, and recordings. And you will find much information that we believe will help you to understand more clearly and more precisely what our belief system is truly all about. So please do continue to show your support for Han for Cobbler Men. It is an international site. The site is in French Creole. You will need to use your Google Translate if you're unfamiliar with the language. But we do invite you to visit Han for Cobbler Men, where you will find me featured. I believe I'm the only English-speaking practitioner at this point still on the site. But we greatly appreciate your support and your continued attention to the site, Han for Cobbler Men. We also want to continue to support another friend of 30 years, Big Steve, offering Temple of the Enlightened Mind Spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with Big Steve. And you can find him featured in the King's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Reverend Majasi Baruti in the Roof Garden and Uja Temple Ministries, an online broadcast ministry for Uja Temple, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, hosted by the Reverend Majasi Baruti and Susan Mitchell via the King's Chamber of my website. And we continue to support a seventh son of a seventh generation born to see and offer spiritual insight and services, the Dr. Mandrake. You can find a direct link to Dr. Mandrake in my virtual temple groups via the King's Chamber of my website. And do be reminded that there are several pages in my website, and we're constantly upgrading and moving forward. In fact, my contract with GoDaddy is, I believe it's up tonight at midnight, so I'm going to have to take care of that. But we are constantly adding new members to the community, supporting people within our community for their services and products. And we indeed continue to appreciate each and every one of you for your divine being and presence, both via the website as well as via my Blog Talk Radio listening audience. So do continue to show your support for the website. I am featuring many powerful books within the website right now. So again, we ask that you would continue to check in regularly and be updated as we continue to improve, evolve, and grow. And indeed, all is truly a blessing. Where I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results, know that my website is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, where I specialize in doing battle. And it is also a great portal link back to many other sites that I am a part of, the Multiply Social Network. You can also find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Divine Prince. You can also find me on two of my YouTube channels, youtube.com/Divine Prince, and also youtube.com/Voodoo Tide, VOODOOTYE. And again, know that I have several virtual temple groups within my House of Divine Prince site, offering hundreds of world, pan-African, spiritual, religious, magical, astrological, numerological practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures, paths, and traditions. And those links can be found in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, but also by visiting my main Keen profile at www.keen.com/divine+prince, and also by visiting mycampage.com/the divine prince. Excuse me. I will be forward with more of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central live here on this July 5th, 2011, Tuesday, from the beautiful, legendary, historic, enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, with you here for the Power Lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Do be patient with me. I will attend to your calls momentarily. And remember that all is indeed a blessing. We will be forward momentarily in all blessed divine light and illumination, wisdom, and understanding.
Oh,
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. I am, as always, truly humbled, honored, grateful, sometimes speechless for your divine being and presence here with us in this square circle of gods and goddesses, priests and priestesses, gods and goddesses, kings and queens, sons and daughters of the divine creators. Your light shines brightly, each and every one of you individually, but collectively we are radiant like the sun, reflective like the moon, empathic like the stars. We need, appreciate, and enjoy your contribution to this community by way of spirit, by way of Facebook, share, Twitter, share this button, giving us access to the 335 social networking and blogging sites, as well as those who continue to call, write, email, instant message, support. And we recognize you individually as well as collectively. Each and every day that I am present, it is not just to hear the sound of my own voice. Often I could be occupied with many other things. I am present not because of my own resources. I am present because of each and every one of you who support, continue to support, and wish to have me be present. And I'm humbled indeed before the Creator and their divine emissaries, which inhabit fleshly reality with me here and now in this divine moment. And I show you great reverence and honor each and every day, each and every moment that I make my way to the airwaves of Blog Talk Radio. Hakima Amiti, Astrology on the Ket, those who are listening with us on the phone lines, all of our special guests, I'm always truly honored by each and every one of your presence here within this sacred space. I show you great reverence now and moving forward. In this moment, we loose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind now that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Vampires and vipers, haters and perpetrators, Rasta imposters, fake and Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis, pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, overnight psychic spiritualists, backstabbers, false prophets and fearmongers, strong arm proselytizers, parasitic politicians, and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, destroy, and enslave progress, spiritual evolution, forward movement, and universal co-unity. We bind all manner of dangers seen and unseen, evils known and unknown. We send you now back to the source. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding into our earth plane dimension for divine and immediate manifestation and revelation. We vibrate now with our ascended ancestors and Agungs and all those who have gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now in this present moment in time space. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and live in our lives with their divine wisdom and presence, ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. may we forever give their names praise and glory and honor, and not bring shame, dishonor, or disgrace. Shall we now manifest our highest good in this divine moment in time space? Realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilization, change ourselves as we now know it. I and I and I, even me. As we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, work, and pronunciation, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is most good, pure, righteous, authentic. As we now enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever will stand with us, ever did stand with us in divine unity and community, love and protection, we light and illuminate our candles, confident, fervent prayer unto our spirit guides, our Lawa, our Orisha, our deities, our ascended ancestors, our divine protectors and spirit guides, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We offer libation for purification and rebirth and regeneration of the spirit, ingenuity, endurance, and strength of our ancestors. May we continue to birth and rebirth, create and recreate, keeping us forever tied to their legacy, their inheritance, their heritage and their inheritance, and our ability to bring forth that which is necessary, is prudent, is expectation for us all as a community, as a people, as a co-unified spirit. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection to spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever steady back into light, God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. If we can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So in the grand scheme of life and spiritual pursuit and events, I pray, find a way to say and reiterate and reverberate each and every day that divine spirit would bring me into union with you, with myself and all creation. For we are indeed one body, one spirit, one co-unity. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of your divine presence, my divine presence. And let me clearly perceive your light, your voice, your vibration, your guidance each and every day, each and every moment, in each and every way. Walk with me into my mysteries. Replace my fears with faith, knowing, and understanding. Give me the capacity to abide the mystery put along my path. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do. I surrender my will to a higher divine will and purpose. Allow me to feel divine presence as much in change and transformation as in peace, happiness, success, tranquility. Show me the purposes for which I have been born. Align my energy to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenge and the challengers that develop the real I, the real me. I ask Spirit to speed my evolution. No shortcuts, direct, forward, and confrontational. Show me the things energetically rather than to have me to always live them out. Physical plane, earth law. Have me to learn by learning, seeing, hearing, empathizing, sympathizing, understanding, and relating to another's experience before I have to manifest by doing. Take away my distractions, my false voices, my illusions and misconceptions. Remove all my blocks, even me. And show me my shadow side and what I am here to learn in becoming a balanced and conscious being. Help me develop honor, creativity, integrity, commitment, compassion, harmony, mercy, but most of all, endurance. The endurance of our ancestors, Gelede, Gede, and Egungunes. Endurance to meet the needs, the responsibilities, the tasks set before each and every one of the divine spirits under the sound of my voice. I call my divine spirit back into our present time, space, and dimension. I unplug my energy from people, places, and things into whom and which I have invested needlessly. I no longer finance the past or past negative, unhelpful, unhealthy memories with my time, energy, or my emotion. I ask that the divine creators would help me to remember that all people are here in my life path according to a divine, perfected path. They are helping me to fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping them to fulfill theirs. So I bless, I forgive, and release those whom I perceive as having harmed me in any way. And I ask forgiveness and release of those that I have harmed in any way. I ask release and forgiveness for the harm that we have done to Mother, Father Earth, in our environment. I thank the creators for my life and just the package that it comes, just as it's unfolding. You are right where you need to be right now in this most present moment in time space. I'm thankful for my many teachers, guides, inspiring people, agitators, motivators, and may there be divine harmony among us all. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. Indeed, they fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me, beside me, within me. Divine guides along my way through every moment, every event, every motion, every day. I am now wise, true, patient, kind, responsible, loving too. In all things I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is in me, it is me. I need only still my mind and my ego and listen to the real me, the real I. They are my help. I cannot be sick. They are my strength. Unfailing, I cannot be bound. They are my protection. I cannot be attacked. My all, my knowing, I know no fear, no misunderstanding, no misrepresentation. The divine truth is life and love, spirit, and co-unity. Co-create with me. Co-create with me. Co-create with me, and it shall be. Remember who you are. We are co-creators with the divine. all is indeed a blessing. Ashe. I will be forward momentarily. Give thanks.
He does move in back when he's with.
Appreciative for each and every one of you taking a moment out of your day to be present here with us for the Power Lunch at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time from this beautiful, historic, enchanted, and legendary city of New Orleans, Louisiana. I am humbled by all of you present with us in the live chat, all of our special guests, Hakima, Amiti, Anuket, Astrology, those who are listening with us now on the phone line, those who are listening via the remote player, I may not be able to see you immediately, but know that your presence is felt, your spirit, your energy is indeed felt, and I give great reverence to your being with us here in this community each and every day at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you momentarily. Indeed, truly, all is a blessing. On this Tuesday, July 5th, 2011, for our astrological weather, we are sharing a sun now in Cancer in the ninth house, a moon in Virgo in the 11th house, Mercury in Leo in the 10th house, Venus in Cancer in the ninth house, Mars in Gemini in the 8th house, Jupiter in Taurus in the 7th house, Saturn in Libra in the 12th house, Uranus in Aries in the 6th house, Neptune in Pisces in the 5th house, and Pluto in Capricorn in the 3rd house. And of course, that Cancer in the 9th house, Virgo in the Cancer Sun, in the 9th house, and the Virgo Moon and the 11th house are two really strong focal points to look at today as we share our astrological weather. We are sharing a Cancer lunation with the moon now in its crescent phase, with the sun now in Cancer, and of course the moon in Virgo. There aren't any strong to note energies coming from any of the other additional planets, as the energy of the Cancer lunation tends to have a force, if you will, of lack of better words, of its own. It's a cycle which suggests length and time and endurance. Some of you are finding that some of your endeavors seem to be grueling, if you will, seem to be taking much more energy than you are accustomed or you think might be necessary. You have a sense of blockage even for some of you. And this may very well not be personally specific to you, but may very well have to do with this Cancer lunation. The ninth house, where Cancer is right now with the sun, is a house that represents faith and fortune, faith, wisdom, divine worship, pilgrimages, philosophy, fortune, religious disposition, meditation, intuition, sacrifices, and charity. It represents the father, the predecessor, learning and teaching, dreams and visions, long journeys, air and sea travel and higher education, as well as foreign travel. And an issue as it relates to the body for this house are the knees. If the knees are an area of concern for you, then when you find that we are in a Cancer scenario such as this, particularly with the sun in that ninth house, you should be more concerned than usual about self-protection. Now, the moon in Virgo actually gives a sort of a stability, if you will, support to this strong Cancer energy. The moon now being in the 11th house, the house which governs friends and collective projects, supports and protections in life. It represents the native projects, things that have to do with tradition, culture, ethnicity, friends and protectors. It describes the nature of friends around us, group activities as they relate to the collective, to the community as a whole, and the place which occupies, or the place in which the group occupies space, time, energy, and focus. The fifth house tends to be more individualistic. The 11th house, again, with the focus on Virgo, is more group-oriented and related to more of a humanitarian vibration, that which is, if you will, outside of ourselves, friends, society, community, ambitions, and wish fulfillment. It can also assist in areas of gains of wealth or relate to areas of gains of wealth, success and undertaking, income, prosperity, the elders, and particularly the brothers, and recovery from illnesses. It is the dawn of fortune, and the area of its body is the ankles. And I know some of this information is probably new to you, and I'm trying to share things that can't be commonly located, if you will. I also often like to give a mentee astrology, Anuket, astrology, and I've sort of slacked up on it a little bit, but I've been getting some questions and some requests, so I'm going to deal with it just a little bit today. So this is definitely a time to challenge, if you will, where you are internally as it relates to your demonstration, as it relates to how you empathize, sympathize, and can relate to the person or community for which we all, as healers and spiritualists and practitioners, operate within and seek to give some aid and assistance to. The 11th house also strongly vibrates with our intuition, mental telepathy, ESP. So this is a great time to go within and really do projective visionary work as it relates to how you wish things to be, as you want things to manifest for you moving forward. Removing focus on that which is not in order, that which is not in balance, that which is not helpful. Now, again, the area which gives me some concern in that is that for some of us, we tend to lose our ability to empathize with the experience of others in doing this process. So we want to greatly guard against that, if you will. The ninth house, again, that Cancer sun in the ninth house, is most directly also concerned with philosophy and religion. It's questions about the why and the where of existence. It is here that we seek the truth. Suffering linked with a failure to live in accordance with the laws of truth of existence is seen by planetary placement within this ninth house. And again, we are seeing the sun in Cancer in the ninth house. The ninth house signifies what is known as the higher mind, the part of the mind linked to the abstract and intuitive processes. Journeys of the mind and higher education are associated with the ninth house. Your chosen field of study or the nature of the college or university experience or religious focus, if you will, outside a structured institution, all are represented in general with placements within this house, the ninth house. And these places indicate also relationships as they relate to one's in-laws, the parents and grandparents in our lives, and those that should be within our lives and should be reverenced and recognized. This is also greatly emphasized within the ninth house. We collect facts in the third house. In the ninth house, conclusions are drawn from them. Isolated facts are then put into some form of organization. So, again, we want to take this time to consider our ultimate demonstration from the perspective of the community, the elders, those who we say that we are focusing our energy, our assistance upon, and be clear that we are truly meeting their need. There is a symptom, if you will, that can arise with certain imbalances within the paths of spirituality and religion, which is related to ego. And it's not that you may, you know, think you're, you know, a bad person or you sort of see yourself as separate from, but indeed there is a separate from energy that develops within spirituality and religion. And we can, if we're not clear, we're not humble, we're not doing the cleansing work and staying grounded, we can move into a place where we see ourselves as separate from, as unteachable, as unhearable, as not being able to take growth, particularly from those hidden sources. And for you Santeria, Lakomi, Ifa, Yoruba, Hoodoo, Voodoo practitioners, Monday, Tuesday, depending on where you are, it's still an energy between Legba, Ogu, and in some cases, Ochosi, the divine hunter, the deity who represents justice. Zaka, if you will, in Haitian Voodoo and New Orleans Voodoo, which represents crop, paying attention to the growth of your crop, particularly in this season. It's one thing to have a plan and to have a vision, and another to not be able to connect in real time within the moment with your subject, your product, your tool, your community, your circle. So let us not become so caught up in our own stuff that we cannot see and hear the voices in the margin and hear the voices of those who are voiceless, who are crying out and demonstrating need all around us as we do our busy work, if you will, within spirituality and religion. We can sometimes get separated from the most needy, from the most successful, from the future godchild, the future member, the future client who may very well need your help. And I also want to take this time, too, as the ninth house focuses on fate and fortune and the 11th house on casual incomes and gains, I think it's important that we also show some respect and some reverence to those within the community who are committed to excellence, professionalism, raising the bar of expectation, if you will, within our community as it relates to spirituality, religion, and business. We still have a poverty mindset, and that all things should be free, all things should be easy, all things don't come without a value or a price. And you've heard me use a scenario before of hair shampoo. Your little girls want to wash their dolls with some hair shampoo. You got your 99-cent store shampoo and you got your Macy's shampoo. Which one are you going to allow her to utilize? So let's not pretend like we don't understand value. Well, we understand value even if we do so ignorantly and inappropriately and without responsibility. We, and I'm speaking specifically to the African-American community, spend more money than any other group in America on a whole bunch of stuff. But we become extremely frugal and practical and pensive when it comes to supporting our own businesses, supporting our own industries. There are those of you still today will not see a black doctor because somewhere in your subconscious, it is still seared in there that it's something inferior about color as opposed to non-color as it relates to profession. And indeed, we have lights that need to stay on. We have bills that need to be paid. We have people, members within our community who rely on us for food, for resources, for accessibility, all of which we cannot do if we do not pool our resources. And a part of our pooling our resources is showing value to our community. I will spend more. I will travel further. I will go through more effort. I will exert more patience to support those who support me. It's human. It's human nature. Those who you know are in your corner can twist your nerves, and you're going to tolerate them. You're going to find a way to assist them, to move beyond the emotion of the minute, and you're going to show some reverence. But we still have some issues with doing that in our community and in finding judgment in those who are. And some of you know, I tried to remove it as quickly as I could. A couple, because they represent themselves as a couple, launched an attack on one of our high priestesses on my Facebook page. I believe it was yesterday morning. It may have been Sunday morning, but I believe it was yesterday morning, basically about her feet. And her feet is not much higher than my feet. But the bottom line is we have sort of taken on a Eurocentric, Christianized, missionary, colonist view of African Americans, of black people, in that we always assume poverty. You become successful and you go back to that community and you give back, if you will, as if it is not necessary in a normal necessary part of the equation for your survival. I get that we've lost that in our community. But some of us, even subconsciously, even without being aware, still sort of have a poverty-based concept, perception when it comes to dealing with black businesses, and particularly spirituality and religion. It's about a handout, being able to provide a handout, and when it comes down to our soul, our wellness, our health, our longevity, proactive health care, preventive health care, alternative health care measures, all of a sudden our budget can't support that. And I know some of you out there are, you know, right now in the sound of my voice are saying, you know, I'm struggling, I'm barely making it, you know, I get that. I understand. I'm not crazy. I get that. But we've got to begin to move beyond the poverty mindset. There's a poverty mindset that keeps us stuck in lack, that keeps us stuck in want. And also, even when it's not our most immediate experience, there's some of you who are projecting it back. You gain some success. You have a degree. You have a house. You have a home, a family, a $40,000 car. But you still project that poverty-like commitment when it comes to this community. And we've got to begin to address that honestly, directly, as it relates to business. And part of that is showing some respect, showing some reverence when it comes to dealing with professionals. If a person has set themselves up as a professional, has a track record, has a history, has representation as a professional within their field, we should show some reverence to that rather than find some way to exploit them in the name of community, in the name of keeping it real. So I don't want to spend too much time on that. I sort of hit on it yesterday, but I wanted to reiterate that indeed we are moving forward. We are striving and putting forth the effort necessary to regain our foothold, if you will, in the realm of spirituality and religion as people of color. When you visit many of these sites, Keen, LivePerson, Desto, many of the websites, you're not seeing us being represented. And the underlying message is that we are somehow less spiritual. We are somehow only capable and able to fit into some very specific, stereotypical positions as it relates to spirituality and religion. And even indeed in ATR, Pan-African-based, traditional African-based religious path, we still have an issue here in America with seeing other people, other cultures as being superior to us as it relates to spirituality and religion. We cannot be spiritual unless we go back to Nigeria or we go to Haiti or we go to Cuba, and somehow the African-American is flawed, if you will. It is, to me, offensive, and it's a precedent and perception that I strive to work against, to destroy, to overturn on a daily basis. It's all the reason behind why I do what I do and who I am as a pan-African spiritualist. And of course, that creates questions of its own. Well, what is your path? Who's on your head? What is your you know, deity? You know, and all these things have their importance within the traditions, within the foundation of actualizing these traditions. But we cannot lose sight of our co-unity in our community. And the necessity for all these paths to survive requires that we support support them. So I don't separate Yoruba over Santeria, Santeria over Lekombe, Lekombe over Palo, Palo over Voodoo, Voodoo over Hoodoo. I indeed show honor and reverence to all Pan-African-based traditions. And as someone who sort of started this walk at a very early age and then majored in Pan-African studies in college and at the university level, I've really been exposed to so many paths and cultures, it would be very hard for me to choose one and say it's superior to any other tradition. It's not natural to me. Spirit is not asking me, requiring me to do so, and indeed, I'm going to adhere to the voice of spirit rather than be given to any amount of pressure from people within the community who have their own individual agendas. I represent them all. I invite representatives of them all. In fact, we were to have a sister here today. I think she got delayed representing Yemaya. Yemaya was going to be present, and maybe she'll be with us again on tomorrow. But I welcome and have had Iwanifas and Babalawos and Paloists and various representatives of the past here on the show in the 3 years that I have been doing Blog Talk Radio. And we'll have more in the coming days, months, and quite possibly years. So we give reverence and indeed thanks for all the various branches of the Ialifa tree, the great mother tree, which branches and supports all the various color and diversity that indeed we truly are. Again, I am honored and humbled by each and every one of your divine being and presence, your sacredness, and for sharing with us here for the Power Lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time from this beautiful, legendary, historic, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to take just another brief intermission. I will be for all is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Thank you.
Alafia and Ashe. Please do remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, loved, created, creator, child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love, divine math, divine science, manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and true, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your divinity. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, transform, and become, you sow to inspire others to change, transform, and become. So be powerful, be divine. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back up to us that true divine light and spark of your most perfected and authentic self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. Know that you have creative allowance to create that, recreate the light, the love, the clarity, the environment you need, seek, and desire to heal, to manifest, to move forward. I am because my creators are all powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment and time space. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are without beginning or ending, all powerful, eternal, free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of the vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and before me. I release my grip on life, my illusionary stranglehold of control. And I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am in divine peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them. I note them. And when problems arise, and they do, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine time. I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal. For my divine creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak to me, come to me, minister and administer to me, and all things become clear. My life transforming in divine, magical, and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. As I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challengers to a place of divine serenity, tranquility, and knowing, my path forward is becoming clearer and clearer. like quartz, crystal clear, refined, colorful, vibrant, and focused. Every day in every way, my life becoming more and more harmonious, and I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place, what you feel, think, say, do, or believe. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creator, I am divinely created. I am limitless, all-powerful. I am part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in divine balance. I am divine completion. Ishu alekwana kosi were awo ombo uto ni iwo ada afambo osi obasra mi ita ni iwo oniyo abani shu. Ishu is a respected elder who flaws, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one verse in Mysteries uses truth to own you. He calls it scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warning is the one who is Ishu. Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe, may our evil reach our room. May our evils be accepted. May our evils allow what we desire and come to pass. And so we say, Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. My apologies. I'm having some kind of issue here with the internet. It's rebooting now, so the song should begin momentarily. Again, I do apologize for any technical issues. All is a lesson.
Yo, Malu, Diago. Oh, I don't know.
Again, I am truly honored, humbled, grateful, respectful of each and every one of your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince, House of Divine Prince, High Potion, and Hoodoo Central here each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch here in this beautiful, historic, legendary, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, on Love Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number during my live broadcast is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you if time and spirit do allow. Know that we are always live and in archive at your leisure and convenience via my main Blog Talk Radio profile page at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Divine Prince. You can also connect with me on Facebook by way of www.facebook.com/The Divine Prince. And know that my website is available virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And again, do recognize the many qualified ministers, spiritualists, and practitioners who can be found in the various virtual temple groups to be found in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. You can also find them listed on my main Keen profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine-prince. And they can also be found on my cam page by visiting mycampage.com/The Divine Prince. And as always, I invite each and every one of you to join me here each and every day on tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for divine intervention, divine love, joy, and prosperity, hoodoo secrets and recipes, and of course, current events and news as it relates to this beautiful and historic New Orleans, Louisiana. Until tomorrow, I offer each and every one of you divine peace and love, and remember that all is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Thank you.
I know all that the chosen are few. Hello.